verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
We are back with you tonight, top of the hour. It is a Saturday night, 11 o'clock here, and you are listening to Chris Stoll, The Rock. And this is Pastor Mark D. Ingram. I am the pastor of Words of Life Christian Center in Hurst, Texas. And my sis is joining me tonight. Say what's up, sis.
Hola, hola.
Hola, hola. That's Miss Tina Elmer Green.
Hello.
And she's not saying much as far as her name, but we call her the beautiful one around here. But we just really appreciate you all joining us on a Saturday night. And if you're listening to us, it's not by coincidence or accident. It is because God has tuned you in to us because we have something that you need to hear through our vessels, our voice boxes, and prayerfully, God is speaking to you through us tonight.
Yes.
We want you to know you can take Crystal the Rock with you wherever you go. You can simply log on to www.thewordfm.com anywhere in the world, and you will not miss one single show. So you can listen to us tonight, right now, as we speak. If you're getting out of your car, oh man, I'm gonna miss them, and because I got to go into the house now. No, get on your computer, go on to www.thewordfm.com, and you will be able to hear Christo the Rock. And so we left you that first segment. Tina and I were talking about what worship is. And what people's idea of worship is. A lot of people think it's an event. A lot of people think it's a song, but it's a lifestyle. But before we get to what worship is, we kind of talked about the essence of worship, and the essence of worship being we have to first come to an understanding of who it is that we're worshiping, and that is God Almighty, the creator of the universe. We talked a little bit about the last segment. We were talking about, okay, we know that we need to worship the Lord. It's a commandment he has set aside for us. But we started talking about some things that we worship on a daily basis, Tina, but a lot of times we don't even recognize it. And when we said worshiping on a daily basis, anything that we put before God, we call that the last segment of what? Idol.
Yes.
That is an idol. And we started talking about certain idols like cars, relationships, our jobs. And so this segment, we want to pick right back up where we left off, because I think we got some people that definitely hung on and said, you know what, I'm going to tune back in. And hopefully we get some people that post on our Facebook page tonight, Crystal the Rock /Dallas, and put that up. Tell us what you're thinking about tonight when it comes down to worship. So let's pick back up with where we left off. We've already gotten into our brains what an idol is. That's anything that takes precedence over God. In so many ways, we do that in a sense with our homes, our jobs, our cars, our sports, or whatever. But I think for us to start grasping what worship is, we've got to start understanding who God is and who we are.
Mm-hmm.
When we say who God is, God is, let me first say this, God is not wrestling. We like to think and put God in this box, Tina. And I hear people say all the time, God is, oh, there's this fight between good and evil. Good. That may be true in a sense, but let's make one thing perfectly clear. God is not fighting with anybody.
Mm.
He doesn't have to.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't have. God is not fighting with anybody.
Mm.
And the reality is, everything that the devil does, he is allowed to do by God. And so here's a stunner for you. It seems that the devil is in control of things that are going on. And even though the earth is his realm, the Bible even says that at one appointed time, he will get down on his face and he will recognize
he will.
That Jesus Christ is Lord of all.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you think about that, here's a point that I want our listeners to get right now. you can admit and start to worship God right now voluntarily, or you can be forced by God to do it in the end. But
so
one way or another, the Bible says every knee will bow.
Yes.
Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord of all. And so what we want to offer you tonight when we're talking about worship, we've got to understand the God that we serve. He said he's not going to give his glory to anyone. He's not going to share credit with anyone. And so in God's eyes, he is worthy of praise, adoration, anything that we can think of. We owe him our lives simply because he has not consigned this world and everybody living on this planet. He has not consigned us to hell. That's really what we deserve.
Sure.
And there are those that might be listening to say, wait a minute, I don't deserve hell. Wait, yes, we do. Because the Bible says there is none good, not one. And so we like to tend to think of our goodness as, you know, I haven't done A, I haven't done B, I haven't done C. But the Bible, the laws of the Ten Commandments, that's usually what people are referring to.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible is not meant to show us how good we need to be with those laws. Those laws show us how filthy that we really are.
Yeah, that's right.
And so if you've missed one, you've missed them all.
Yeah, right.
And the reality is God is so perfect and so holy. And that's another thing that gets me, because I don't think, Tina, we really recognize how holy God is. I think we try to picture it with our natural finite minds, but the reality is I don't think we have a clue of what holiness is.
Right.
Only thing we can do is try to manufacture
what
we think it is. And here's a great example I'm going to use. Have you ever heard people say, you know, God is so holy. He is so holy. Well, so holy as compared to what?
Exactly. That's
holy?
A really good point. Really good point.
You know, I hear people say, God is so holy. Well,
that's
so
good.
Holy compared to what?
That's good.
Holy? Holy is just holy.
Exactly.
There are not levels of holiness.
Exactly.
God
exactly.
doesn't have any levels
That's
of,
good.
Okay, I'm holy on, oh, but on this level, I am oh so holy. Oh, but on
or
this
really
level,
holy.
I am really holy. No. You know, holy is simply holy. Either you're holy.
Or you're not.
Or you're not. That should paint a pretty good picture of us.
Yes.
That's exactly what God is.
That's good.
God is holy, in other words. And see, the human mind, we can't even grasp this. God has never done sin, never thought sin, never committed sin. Mm. And everybody that's hit this planet, we automatically are disqualified right off the bat.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, we're right off the bat, we
right.
are disqualified.
Yep.
And so God, holy, human beings, ever since Adam and Eve, not holy. That automatically consigns us
yes.
to an eternity in hell.
Mm.
But what God did was he offered us an opportunity to live with him forever and not have to deal with his wrath or punishment because he is holy.
Yes.
And in that, he sent his best, his darling son, Jesus Christ, to go and receive what we deserve,
yes.
which is death. God raised him from the dead. He is now sitting on the right hand of God the Father, and he's just not sitting there bored. He's acting on behalf of those of us that choose to believe in him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the message I want to get across to our listeners. Our listeners have an opportunity tonight to decide who you are going to worship. And everything that I just said, first of all, God being holy, we not being qualified to be holy without Jesus.
Absolutely.
And the fact that he gave us Jesus and God adores his son so much, he's just not going to allow his blood to be trampled on as if it's irreverent. Mm-hmm. And so God being who he is, Jesus doing what he's done, those two things right there make God, Jesus, his holiness, the Holy Spirit, that makes them qualified to be worshiped.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the choice that's going to be made by our listener tonight. You can do this willingly, like we said, or you can be done forcefully by the hand of God.
Yes.
To worship him, but that's a place that you don't want to go.
No.
Because if God has to force you to worship him at the end of at the end of time on this planet, as we know it, then the odds are you have been confined and consigned forever to the lake of fire, which is the second death.
Mm.
That's not something that you want to even think about. But even before God assigning you there, if you don't accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior of your life to be worshiped with your life, you are going to acknowledge he is Lord and Savior before God assigns you to the lake of fire.
That's right.
And so what we would like to get across this segment is now is your opportunity. The Bible says, choose you this day who you will serve. As for me and my house, the verse concludes, we will serve the Lord. And so when we're talking about worship, we hope so far that we've set the boundaries and the qualifications of worship. Who is God? Who is Jesus? They are not just some ordinary figures. And I want to say this just because we're really starting to break down what worship is. And we're going to talk about what worship is not also. But when we're talking about worship, let's get this understood. I don't care what we see on TV. I don't care what we hear in our conversations or songs. You know what really irks me, Tina? And I believe God is irked too. He's going to hold us accountable for it because the Bible says every idle word that men may speak, we will give an account of.
That's good.
How many times have you heard people refer to the only, not one of the gods, the only God, the only holy God of this universe? How many times have we made him small and referred to him irreverently as he's big guy? He's the man upstairs.
Yes.
You know, he is not the man upstairs. He is not big guy. He is not our homie. He is not our homeboy. He is not, oh, Lord, Claude, have mercy. You know, Lord, have mercy. No, he deserves reverence.
Yes.
He deserves praise. He deserves adoration. And that is really getting our mind in the mindset of what worship is.
Well, he's the king.
He's the king. Thank you. You just gave me a great point to even think about. Because in a sense, let me talk about how much time we got this segment before we go into the song.
We have about 5 minutes.
We got about 5 minutes. I want to get this point across just in case there's somebody that doesn't get what we're talking about. I know we have Christians listening tonight, but we have those that are listening that God is keeping tuned in that's not a Christian, but you're going to change your mind tonight because this is your moment. You said something very key. He's a king. When I think about a king, you never notice how if it's a king or we can even say the president, how they deserve, in a sense, reverence.
Yeah.
You ever thought about that?
Sure.
The quickest way to go to jail in a courtroom, let the judge walk in. And then the bailiff says, all rise. And you decide for whatever reason.
What?
No, I ain't going there. I don't feel like. Oh, you going to jail.
Yeah.
Just because respect, reverence has to be given.
Yeah.
You go over to the king. You go over to England, Prince Charles or Queen Elizabeth. they are considered royalty over there. There's a certain way that you have to conduct yourself in their presence. We've talked about a courtroom. I can even talk about the military. I'm a veteran. I'm an Army veteran. And there is a thing called the enlisted, and then you have the officers. And the officers, whether they've just graduated from school or whatever, it's just part of the chain of command, military rank. Respect is given to higher rank. And so whenever you pass an officer or whenever you approach an officer, there's a such thing as respect, and it's given in the form of a salute. Mm-hmm. If you do not show that respect, that salute, then there will be consequences to pay in the United States Army, the Marines, the Air Force, and the Navy, as well as the National Guard.
Well, let's step outside of the U.S. and talk about what if we're in certain regions of Africa?
Yeah, yeah.
We're not talking jail, we're talking death.
Death. And so we want you all to get this, that in the natural, if all of those classifications, if all of those titles are worthy of what? Respect, reverence, due honor. Yeah. Well, let's just now take that quarter and flip it. Why do we act like God, who holds our very lives? Those of you driving in your cars right now to the next party or gathering, why is it that we are not thinking that, man, if God should take his protection, his safety, his grace from me right now, my life could be over just like that? I could show up at this party and this stray bullet. God is watching over you right now. If you're still alive, hearing our voices, God is showing you mercy.
Absolutely.
That in itself, because
worthy.
We know that right there, it's just worthy of. Let me tell you before we go to this next break what worship really is. The name or the title worship simply means in the Greek to do reverence to. In other words, God is holy, God is just, he's righteous, he's perfect, he's powerful, he's loving, but don't forget he has a wrathful side. Mm. And you know why he has a wrathful side? It's because he is holy and he cannot ignore anything that is not holy.
And he loves us.
He loves us. And so anything that does not line up with holiness and that is not covered by the blood of Jesus, that would be anybody that's living this life without Jesus as Savior. There is eventually coming a time that God's holiness in the form of his wrath has to be meted out because he is a fair, just God.
Yes.
And if he did not mete out wrath because he is holy, then he wouldn't be God.
That's right.
So that's just a part of his attribute, that holiness. And so we want to make sure that you all come back, join us the next segment, because now that we've got this train rolling about worship, what it is, how God is worthy of it, Jesus is worthy of it, his Holy Spirit is worthy of it, they deserve it, they we owe that to them. We're going to come back then and now start talking about how not to worship. And we thank God that you have tuned in tonight with us at Crystal the Rock.
Don't
Music with a Message. Do not go away. We're coming right back at the next juncture after these songs that we really hope bless you. God loves you. We love you too. See you in a bit.
Tell them you will be blessed. More than you could ask. Despite all that has been done, the best is yet to come. And your ladder will be greater. Say your ladder will be greater. Everybody say your ladder will be greater than forever. Do you believe all things are possible? They are possible. Say possible. Yes, they are possible. We say they are possible. Possible. Things are possible.
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 For you, for me.
Possible.
And your ladder will be greater.
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 Receive the word of the Lord. You may have come through some situations and circumstances. Look at me for 1 minute. How many of you know that the Bible declares that the end of a thing is better than the beginning of a thing? God knows the end from the beginning, and God promises that the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the glory of the former house. I just want to take a moment right here and minister to those of you that have been through something, and the enemy has lied to you and told you that the best is behind you. I've come to call the devil a lie and say that your best is in front of you, that your ladder will be greater, that you haven't seen anything yet. Your best days and your blessed days, they are ahead of you, that your problems don't equal your promises. The devil's no cannot compete with God's yes. Say the best is
the
yet.
The best is yet to come.
Say the best is yet to
come. The best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come.
Yeah.
Muchas veces me desvelo yo en mi lecho pensando en ti, Señor, pensando en ti, Jehová. Creo que todo ha terminado por el momento, pero clamo al cielo y me